Here is a warning. The following program may include words which are offensive to those of a mild disposition. The language is not subject to the usual strict censorship of the BBC, and some may be embarrassed by its vulgarity. Words like bum, for example, are quite common, or willy, I think, crops up more than once. Big jobs are mentioned on one occasion, and the term pisspot is bandied about quite freely. But if you're not offended by this sort of language, then we invite you to stay and listen now to Alistair Cook's Letter from America. But for those who would prefer something a little more sophisticated, on VHF and long wave now, it's time to join Radio Action.
This is Mike Flex welcoming you to Probe, our regular analysis program, which today finds out how things work here at Radioactive as we take a look round the back of the station.
Radioactive's program the back.
Yes, indeed, and these are some of the things you'll be hearing. Sir Norman Tonsil in his office. An adapter in the canteen. Uncle Mike Stan in the gentleman's toilet. Nigel Fry in the ladies' toilet. And Mike Channel on the air in the broom cupboard.
Well, an integral part of any station like ours is, of course, the record library. And I'm here amid all the discs with our storekeeper, Jack Porter.
Oh.
Now, Jack, perhaps you'd like to tell us a bit about what you do down here.
Yes, well, these records are filed in alphabetical order with cross references under musical categories. And so if a disc jockey, or yourself, Mike, gets a request for a particular record during his show, as he often does, he can dash down here and I can locate it instantly for him.
Great. Well, maybe we could try that now.
Certainly, yes. Ask me for any record.
All right. Rod Stewart Sailing.
All right. Yeah, we'll have that one, certainly. Rod Stewart Sailing.
Good.
Who's it by?
No, it's by Rod Stewart.
Oh, it's by Rod Stewart. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, we got a lot of Rod Stewart. Here it is. It's Rod Stewart, actually. Rod. Here's us calling him Rob.
Super. Well, if you'd like to put it on the turntable, Jack.
The turntable.
The record player.
Oh, yeah.
And on behalf of all the DJs, I'd like to take this opportunity of thanking you for all the work you do to make our job easier. Jack, many thanks for talking to us.
It's a pleasure, Mike.
And here's Rod Stewart with Sailing. Well, the Radioactive Current Affairs Department certainly spare no expense in their search for information, and their crack squad of news-hungry reporters will go anywhere in the world to bring you the stories that really matter, and that means talking to the people that really matter.
President Reagan, I'd like to begin by asking you how you think the special relationship between Great Britain and the USA will develop as we move towards the 21st century, excuse me, with particular reference to defence, which I know is uppermost in the minds of most of us at this moment. Look, hello, Ron, I've run out of time, please. Do you think you can bring me back?
Radioactive. Probe round the back.
Well, someone who, despite this late hour, is still at work here in his office is our very own programme planner, Mr. William Nutz.
Hello there. Yes.
Now, Mr. Nutz, how crucial is the programme schedule to our station?
Well, very crucial, which is why we depend so heavily on research to tell us when to put out which programme so as to gain maximum listenership.
Listenership. That's an interesting word.
Yes, it comes from the Latin listener, which means someone who tunes into a radio station, and ship.
What does that mean?
Ship is a big boat sort of thing, isn't it?
Yes, right. Well, our programme planning is subject to a certain amount of controversy, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, just taking one programme at random, our Sunday service, for example, is broadcast at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
On Mondays.
Yes, absolutely. You see, research shows that 76% of people who attend church services these days do so at 4 o'clock on a Monday morning.
Do they?
Oh, yes.
All right, well, if we accept that for the time being, how do you justify putting out a book at bedtime every day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, the majority of people, over 94% in fact, go to bed between 1 o'clock and 3:30 in the afternoon.
Research again?
Yes, indeed, statistically proven.
Yes.
Yes.
How reliable is this research, do you think?
Faultless, I would say. Some of the most dedicated and brilliant mathematicians in Australia today.
Australia?
Yes, yes, a fine country, prosperous and resourceful.
And 10 hours ahead of us.
I'm sorry?
Their clock is 10 hours ahead of us.
A bugger, yes, you may have a point there.
Feeling good, thank God I'm alive. Listening to Radio
Okay, well, let's just take a little look at exactly what is going on in some of the other radioactive rooms. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Mike.
Now, you're one of the typists, right?
That's right, Mike.
And you type things, right?
Yeah, that's right, Mike.
And over here is Sue, right?
Yeah.
And you're another typist, right?
Yeah, that's right, Mike.
And you both type together, right?
Yeah, that's right, Mike.
All in all, you're two typists who type together for us.
Yeah, that's right, Mike.
So, that's just one of the things that goes on behind the scenes here at Radioactive. Fiona, what do you do?
I'm a typist.
You type different things from Sue and Julie?
No.
You all type the same things?
Yeah, that's
right,
Mike.
Well, that's just a few more of the things that go on behind the scenes here at Radioactive. Now, here's someone else who works hard for us behind the scenes, Zoe, right?
Yeah, that's right, Mike.
And what are you up to?
About 5'7" with heels.
Right, and you're a
typist.
You work with Sue, Julie and Fiona, right, Zoe?
Right, Mike.
And that's good, right?
Right, Mike.
Right, okay, and what are you up to again, Zoe?
About 5'7" with heels.
And how tall are you?
I'm a typist.
What do you weigh?
That's
okay, so that's that 5'7" typist with heels on get up to behind the scene here at Radioactive.
Radioactive's program the back.
We have to go over to the Radioactive News Department for a police message where we join Pamela Johnson.
Hello, Mike. Well, we've just had a message in from Scotland Yard, which they have asked us to read out on the air in the hope that it might help in some...
Shut up!
Thank you. In South Croydon today, a bank was raided by four masked men who made off with over £30,000 in a red Ford Escort. Police are asking for anyone who did this to please give themselves up.
Well, Mike Channel has just gone off to get ready for his show, so this is Mike Flex over in the station's administration block. Now, not many people realise that a great deal of work actually goes into our shows, and everything that we broadcast has to go through a vigorous vetting process.
That's out,
what?
And that.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, that's out as well. You can't say that.
But it's vital, because this is my best.
That is
well.
Out, and that, and that, and that, and that. Right, that's it.
All right. So we just say, sunny with occasional showers.
That's it.
Okay, now let's see what's going on in here. Well, here's Tom and Barbara. And you're both in production at the moment, that's right.
Yes.
Well, obviously, that's right. Now, Barbara, I believe you used to work for the other side. How does this compare?
Harder.
I see.
Much harder.
Really, that's very interesting. Now, just down here is the office of our distinguished chairman, Sir Norman Tonsil, who has done so much to make everyone in the station feel part of one big happy family.
No, you can't possibly have the afternoon off. Well, if you feel that you must be there, I suggest you bury your mother outside company time. Ah, hello.
Hello, Sir Norman. I've just been describing the friendly atmosphere in the station.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, I think that friendly atmosphere comes across to the public.
There are a couple of children in the foyer looking for autographs, Sir Norman.
Well, don't bother me with it. Just call the police, as usual. sorry about that. Yes, the station occupies most of my efforts, but I do have time for one or two outside interests, particularly raising money for good causes. Hello? Well, tell the parents that if they don't pay up by 6 o'clock, you'll send them his ear in a box. Of course, like everyone else at the moment, we're having to tighten our belts. I myself am cutting out the hire car that takes me from my office to my lift. And I'm knocking a naught off the end of my salary and putting it in the middle. Yes? Well, how big's his ear? Well, try a cornflake packet, then.
I understand that both your sons work here.
That's right, yes. Gerald is head of carpets, and Tarquin is assistant to the superintendent of the downstairs toilet. But don't run away with the idea that it's just jobs for the boys.
No?
No, I've got my wife and daughter jobs here, too.
Radioactive. Probe round the back.
An adapter here, and the Mike Channel show is about to start, and here in the cubicle is our engineer, Eric Alcock, the man responsible for making sure everything goes smoothly.
Sorry, I'm just getting the jingles ready to play into the show.
And what jingles are you using, Eric?
Oh, all sorts. Jingles for the weather forecast, the traffic news, ident jingles.
And you play them in live?
Certainly do.
Well, a very skilled job there. The show's about to start, so let's see how it all comes together.
Hello, it's a sunny Monday here on Radioactive, and my name is...
Traffic News!
Mike Channel, Traffic News will, of course, be coming up later in the show, but straight off today, here's our first record.
Traffic News!
Yes, indeed. Radioactive here, and I'm my channel, which, of course, brings you the best sounds around, and...
Traffic News!
And, of course, good old traffic news. But straight off today, here is our first record.
Mike Channel.
Mike Channel here, and...
Mike
Flex will be here later on, but now...
Mike Stand!
Mike Stand was on earlier, but now...
Simon Bates!
Simon Bates is on Radio 1, but right now on the Mike Channel show here on Radioactive, we have today's first record, that great hit of the 70s, it's...
Commercial Time!
From Paris, France, we present the sensational pianist Richard Conneman, playing some of the world's greatest classical hits, like Grieg's Piano Concerto. The best of Beethoven, including his Fifth Symphony. And his piano favorite, the Fuhrerlisa. Once you've heard this record, you'll never be able to forget it. The magic of Richard Conneman. And remember, this album isn't available in the shops, nor is it available by mail order.
No, you can only obtain it from me, personally. Honest Ron's, keys cut while you're waiting, no questions asked, shop. Just round the back of the YMCA.
Honest Ron, the others are a con.
Honest.
Hello. I'm a warm, reassuring voice. A family voice. You probably recognise it from some of the many voiceovers I do for adverts. You buy the products because I sound so warm and reassuring. You probably think that you're buying me. Warm and reassuring. Well, now, you can buy me. Phone me on 235-1982 and I'll come round and bonk you rigid for £50.
With doing the lunchtime show, I'm one of the few who have the opportunity of eating lunch here in the Radioactive Canteen every day. And here with me now is our cook, Julian.
Hello.
Now, one meal I'm never up in time for here is breakfast, and I believe it's a bit of a speciality of the house.
Yes. Well, there's a wide selection of breakfasts to choose from. There's the continental breakfast.
What's that?
That's three slices of toast and a cup of coffee.
Yes. Well, what else is there?
There's a Scottish breakfast.
Mmm, that's porridge and kippers, that sort of thing, is it?
No, that's one slice of toast and half a cup of coffee.
I see.
And then there's the American breakfast.
Oh, what's that?
Cornflakes.
Do you get anything else with it?
Yes, you get a choice of milk or sugar.
Lovely. And what about the traditional English breakfast?
Oh, yes. Well, that's bacon, fried eggs, two sausages, tomatoes, mushrooms, fried bread and kidneys.
Mmm, that sounds more like it.
Yeah, there's only one rule we have about the traditional English breakfast.
Yes?
If you have it one day, you've got to let someone else have it the next.
Well, I'm currently standing in what's known as Radioactive Studio 4B with our editor, Malcolm Watts. Malcolm,
hello.
What does editing involve exactly?
Well, I suppose the best way to show you is to play an unedited version of this speech I'm working on and then the final version so you can see how the editing helps it.
Okay.
Firstly, I am personally convinced that this government's immigration policy is crass and retarded. And anything they do, I say now, should be subject to the utmost scepticism and hopefully ignored. For example, in reality, I am sure the rights of a black man and woman with a large family are not properly guarded. I am driven mad by politicians and the like who believe such people should be simply regarded as a family of social outcasts and deported at the earliest opportunity. Get rid of racism and believe me, the world will be a better place.
Okay, Malcolm, let's hear the edited version now.
Firstly, I am personally crass and retarded, and anything I say should be subject to the utmost scepticism and hopefully ignored. For example, in reality, I am a black woman with a large family. I am mad. I should be regarded as a social outcast and deported at the earliest opportunity. Get rid of me. The world will be a better place.
Radioactive.
Program the bank.
Well, the sterling work of our engineers shown to its fullest there, and of course, all the programs here on Radioactive are recorded as they go out by our engineers on enormous reels of tape, which are stored down in the very bowels of the Radioactive basement. And thumbing through the archives right now is Uncle Mike Stand. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Well, I'm down here in the Radioactive basement thumbing through the archives.
Yes, I just told them that, Mike.
Well, I've just found your first broadcast here, Mike.
What?
And it's a phone-in program, if you remember, so here it is.
Well, I'm not sure we've got that. Is already through. Hello, how can we help?
Hello, Graham.
No, Mike Channel here.
Can I speak to Graham, please?
This is Mike Channel and the Radioactive Doctor here looking at some of your problems, and you're on the air right now.
Can you give Graham a message, then?
Right, thanks for your call. Let's move on to someone else. Next on the line is Peter Badbury. Okay, go ahead, Peter.
Right. Is Graham there?
What?
Sorry, Graham?
This is Mike Channel on Radioactive.
Yeah, well, could I leave a message for him?
I'm afraid there's no Graham here. Clearly seem to be getting some cross lines here, so let's take our final call before the break, and let's hope it's someone we can be of help to on Radioactive's problem phone-in. Hello.
Hello.
How can we help?
It's Graham here. Have there been any messages for me?
A chance now to hear some of our very own homegrown drama, because the actors are all raring to go in another absolutely live edition of our exciting drama serial.
We present Turn Over the Page. We present The Murder of Jane Llewellyn Jones, Episode 2. Following the discovery of a horribly mutilated and unrecognizable corpse, Inspector Jefferson and Sergeant Black pay a visit to Mr. Reuben Goldberg, a cobbler, one of whose handmade boots has been found by the side of the horribly mutilated and unrecognizable corpse. Yes? 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 Mr. Reuben Goldberg? Yes? Hello, I'm Sergeant Black and I'm Inspector Jefferson. Hello, I'm Sergeant Black.
And I'm Inspector Jefferson.
Oy vey, now how can a poor Jewish cobbler be of assistance to the police already?
I want you to look at this.
Well, it's an unusually big one. Yes, it's one of my handmade boots.
Well?
Well, it's an unusually big one.
Have you any idea who you've sold it to?
I was just checking my notebook. No, nothing here, unless it was in my other book. That I just burned yesterday, old vey, already.
You think he's acting strangely, Inspector?
Mr. Goldberg, I must ask you to tell me who bought this boot.
I can't, my life.
Then tell me who bought the other boot that goes with it.
Oh, Dr. Alistair McGregor of Edinburgh.
Ha 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 ha.
Wait a minute. Oh, ha ha. All right, Sergeant.
Right now. Right now for Dr. McGregor.
Dr. McGregor?
No, he lives in Scotland.
Right.
That was episode 2 of The Murder of Jane Llewellyn Jones. Listen next week to episode 3.
Well, I'm in the office of the station supervisor,
hello.
Mr. Gareth Davis. Hello there.
Hello. Yes, I think of all the lads in the station as one big rugby team, you see. Here are the disc jockeys, if you like, in the scrum. Then here's the producer in the scrum half position, putting the ball, or record, if you like, into the scrum. They heel it back and it goes out along the three quarters to the listeners who touch down just under the post. And that's how programs get made, you see. Is it? Well, I don't know. I'm only interested in rugby.
Ah.
But it's like a game, isn't it?
What is?
Rugby.
Let's go over and join someone else very quickly.
Hi, this is Mike Flex, and I'm preparing today's competition. And what I'm doing today in the competition is playing around with a well-known piece of music, and the listeners have to then guess what it is. And today, we're using this. Now, what we do is record it backwards. We then put the first half after the second half. We then put the start of the new first half at the end. We put the middle eight of the first half after the end of the opening of the second half. We put the opening bars at the end, the end bars at the start. We copy it backwards again, and now they have to guess what this is.
Radioactive. Probe round the back.
Well, I'm now with a man who's a great expert in his field, a man with a formidable musical knowledge. Our head of music, Heinz Klomper.
Yeah, we have a great variety of music here, from rock to roll, and from classical to, what do they call it?
What?
You know, when someone keeps standing up and blowing his budget. That music where one man, he is always standing up to blow his budget, and there is always another man bashing the big violin about.
Big violin?
Yeah, the one that they hold upside down and goes...
double bass.
Yeah. There's always a double bass on the man who keeps standing up blowing out...
Trumpet.
Trumpet, yeah. What's that music called?
Jazz.
Jazz. That's a very good word for it. We'll use that.
Mr. Klomper, do you come from a musical family?
Oh, well? Indeed, yeah. My father was a band in Vienna.
Your father played in a band in Vienna?
No, he was banned in Vienna. He was banned from playing, you see, so he took his Heidi-Mitty Trudelhorn to England.
That was his instrument?
No, that was my mother. She was a great musician.
And what about your own musical taste?
Yeah. My favorite song is the one that goes boom pity boom pity boom boom pity boom boom pity boom. That's the one. I love that song. The drums go boom, 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 and the basses go blah, 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 and the singing go plunk, plunk, plunk.
Well, let's hear some music while we're listening to this. It's Texas Midnight Runners.
Molly, girl, I must confess, I want to take off the uterus, and your bra and panties too, they look so much better on you. Come on, Molly, be a sport, I'm a chauvinistic sort. I would never kiss and tell, so take your corsets off as well. Then I'll hear them through it as well. Get them off, Molly. Get them off, Molly. Get them off, Molly. I hurt my own intellect. I am young with much to say. But I'm not a virgin though, I'm just a boy who does it. Someone tell me, go ahead, do you want to get to the end of it? That's what Josie Wilson said. Get out of Hollywood, pull up that Hollywood, tear out of Hollywood, I like your personality. Come and lie with me here in the gutter, and every time I lick, spit and slobber, come for a fire umbrella.
We're constantly updating the Radioactive sound effects library. In fact, we have an engineer employed full-time to go around the country recording new and exciting effects. And here is one he was particularly proud of, recorded using a binaural microphone and a scroposcopic recorder. It was only captured after weeks of patient waiting on location.
Moving next door, I believe that they are recording some of the jingles that you can hear throughout the day here on Radioactive.
Right, let's try the big one jingle, all right. The Radioactive, it's the big one. Lots of power and voice. Radioactive, it's the big one. Okay, go.
Radio, it's the big one.
Radio,
it's the big one. It's the big one. It's the big one.
No, make it bigger. You're trying to say it's the best radio station in the world. It's the big one.
It's the big one.
No, it's big one.
grow its big one.
Give me a big one.
Give me a big one.
No, look, stop.
It's the big one.
Right, that's it, you're fired. You and the rest of you, I'll get someone else a bit of bounce and Vitality to sing the jingles. Anyone. Ian McDonald, now get out.
Very nearly the end of our day at Radioactive, and everyone hoping to enjoy a last relaxing drink being brought for them now by our ever-eloquent reporter, Nigel Pry.
Yes, sir?
Do a bit of pint and vodka, a tonic, yes, ice, yes, lemon.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, yes, go again, too fast, so once more the order. Two bitter vodka, lemon, ice, yes, pint, yes, tonic.
I'm sorry, sir?
Sorry, yes, you, yes, me. So again now, two bitter lemons.
Two bitter lemons, yes.
No, one lemon, slice of lemon, two bitter pints, vodka, tonic, ice, yes.
No,
from top again. Vodka, lemon, tonic, ice.
Oh, vodka and tonic with lemon and ice, yes.
Mine the fault is. Tomato juice.
Tomato juice, yes.
Tomato in vodka. No, tonic. Oh, yeah, yes, tomato. So again, here come with two, one Bloody Marys, one bitter, two bitter, three Bloody lemons, iced vodka and a pork scratching. No, nuts. Roast nuts. Two Mary scratch. One bitter nuts. Two bloody roast pork. Yes, ice. No lemon. No, hang on. One bloody nut.
Time, gentlemen, please.
Radioactive was performed by Helen Atkinson-Wood, Angus Deaton, Jeffrey Perkins, Philip Pope and Michael Fenton-Stevens. Music was by Philip Pope, Steve Brown and Keith McCulloch, and the programme was written by Angus Deaton and Jeffrey Perkins, with additional material from John Cantor, Murray Hunter and John Doherty. The producer was Jamie Ricks.
Well, that brings to the end the guided tour here of Radioactive. With the time just coming up to 5:30, it's time for me, Mike Channel, to hand over to Mike Flex for the afternoon show. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
What have you got lined up for us today, Mike?
Well, Mike, today I've got a very special show with some great music, some oldies, some newies, a few gags, a couple of quizzes, the answer to last week's quiz, and a few funny phone-ins.
Just the usual then, Mike.
That's right.
Exactly the same as every other day of the year.
That's right, Mike.
Well, sounds great. Looking forward to that. Better let you get on with it.
Yep.
Right.
Well... Great, okay then, Mike.
Fine, Mike.
Time to go then?
Yep.
Okay, Mike, better be off.
Great, Mike.
Have a good show.
Yes, thanks.
See you.
Bye. Well, thanks, Mike. Now on with the show. I'm Mike Channel. Hang on, wait a minute, Mike.
Yes, Mike?
I think we've got a bit mixed up.
Oh, yes, sorry, I'm supposed to stay and you're supposed to go, right?
Right, Mike.
Okay, cheers. Sorry about that.